Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Heart and Soul, the radio show dedicated to all things BDSM. My name is Mistress Alisa. I'm a dominatrix, BDSM counselor, and life coach. Listen, you've got questions, and I've got answers, and I'll be talking to you from my heart and soul. Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Heart and Soul. My name is Mistress Alisa. Today we are talking about the problem with NoFap. If you don't know what NoFap is, and I'm surprised because I still run into people who have no clue, NoFap is just a way of saying no masturbating. The word fap comes from the sound that a guy makes when he's jerking off. It's a fapping sound. So the concept of no fap is like no masturbating. Well, it can be healthy in that, you know, no fap, to my understanding, was created by some men who were masturbation addicts themselves, and they wanted to create a support group for men to get better, a support group where men could encourage one another and, you know, just create a space of camaraderie. Excuse me. And I believe that that is absolutely necessary. A lot of people would probably be surprised to find out that I actually advocate for that kind of environment for my clients. I will tell my clients that you need to find a safe space. You need to go and talk to some men. You need to go and be with men and, you know, be open and honest about where you are and what's happening in your life. I do believe that that's something that men need. So NoFap kind of fills that void. It creates that space. However, it also creates an environment for the addict that can be detrimental mentally and emotionally, and it can set the addict back quite a bit. Today I'm going to talk about NoFap while also commenting on some of the recent posts in the sub and the NoFap subreddit. Just so that you guys will know, I've been kicked off of Reddit more times than I can count. I've been kicked out of different subreddits more times than I can count. This bitch is always getting into trouble. So here's the thing. I show up and I say what I mean, and I mean what I say, but people are so thin-skinned, and people don't really want the truth. They just want you to kiss their asses and feed their delusions and feed their addiction, and then, you know, they'll like you. But that's not the shit that's going to get you free. That's not what's going to help you to work through your addiction. So here's one. Here's a post. This says, bro got into a depression after doing NoFap for 4 years. In short, there's an exchange between person A, who was the addict or who is the addict, and person B, who is receiving the messages. So the addict says, I did NoFap for 4 years and I got no benefits, so I quit NoFap. The person says, really? And the addict says, yes, I'm sorry for the, also sorry for the late reply. The second person says, stop the cap, bro. If you don't know what cap is exaggerating, lying. Stop exaggerating the truth or stop lying. The addict says, I'm sharing my experience. By doing NoFap, you won't get any major physical changes, but you will have more confidence and energy throughout the day. Oops, I'm sorry. That was the second person who said that. Sorry about this. I know that this is a little bit confusing. The second person says, by doing NoFap, you won't get any major physical changes, but you will have more confidence and energy throughout your day. The addict says, nope, nothing. I just get depressed and that's it. Now, I want to speak on this. This person who is the addict, to me, this is a person who is a spokesperson for their addiction. This is someone who has allowed their addiction to tell them, oh, you were better off before you started trying to get rid of me, right? That's one of those things that the addiction will do. One of the problems here is that NoFap doesn't really teach men how to understand the nature of their addiction. NoFap just tells you, ignore it, go for a run, you know, don't interact, ignore it. Well, what happens is when your addiction knows how to get to you, it is going to get to you. So when you try to cut it off cold turkey and you start doing that countdown thing that the NoFap guys do, your addiction is just like, okay, I'm just going to turn up the heat. I'm just going to make this a bit more uncomfortable for you. I'm going to start to throw a tantrum. I'm going to be more demanding. I have a hard time believing that this person really committed to NoFap for 4 years. To say that you got no benefits, there are some benefits to NoFap. And for this person to say, nope, I just got depressed, there is bullshit here. Now, NoFap to me is not the most amazing, it's not the most wonderful thing on the planet when it comes to helping men work through their sex, porn, and masturbation addictions. But it also is not completely worthless. So for this person to say that they did it for 4 years and they saw no benefits, I am curious to find out how many times they started and how many times they stopped. And are you going to try to tell me that you had no orgasms for 4 years? Something doesn't sound right here, and it really sounds like this person is just reaching and grasping at straws, trying to find a way to excuse his addiction and to just let the addiction take over. Let's see. Okay, I'm going to go back out. Let's go to the next one. Oops. Oh, gosh. Oh, this is another one of those problems. You see, every time I see a post on NoFap, I just start cringing. I'm just like, oh, shit. No, this is not healthy. This person says, I completed 1,000-plus days on NoFap and 285 days of semen retention. Ask me anything. And then he has a picture of an anime character, and it's basically like, I'm the man. This is the other thing that happens with NoFap. What happens is instead of approaching the journey with some respect, they approach the journey with this feeling that I'm strong, I'm powerful. And when you do that with your addiction, it is going to tear your ass up every single time. This 1,000 plus days and 285 days of semen retention, that extra part right there, that has nothing to do with your your masturbation addiction, semen retention, that extra part there of keeping track of the number of days that you have retained your semen, that is just some alpha male cocky bullshit. And when you approach your addiction like this, you are going to get your ass kicked every single time. Every single time. Pride and ego aside, this doesn't help the community. What happens is men do that thing that men start doing, which is, oh, I want to be more powerful than you. I want to nip this in the bud better than you did. So the next person is going to go for 1,500 days. You know, 1,512 days. So there's this competition that starts, and you're not nofapping for your own good. You're nofapping now for your pride and for your ego. And because this now becomes the new addiction, this now becomes the new distraction. So instead of a person going through something like NOFAP and trying to figure out, how am I going to heal? How am I going to get better? Why am I triggered? Why is getting off so important to me? You know, and another thing that NOFAP implies is that this is about a physical release. It's not. A man is addicted to masturbating and he's addicted to orgasms. It's not, he doesn't even need a physical release. You know, like physically he doesn't need one. He could have jerked off 4 times in that day and he's going to want to jerk off again. Why? Not because he needs a physical release, but because he wants to be distracted. So, in a way, NOFAP becomes the new distraction. So instead of watching porn and being distracted by that, they come to NOFAP and they start being sarcastic and, you know, putting one another down and bullying. And, you know, people come to NOFAP to try to get attention, to try to get clout. It becomes an addiction of another sort. Not necessarily that the person is addicted, but it is that the person is using this as a distraction. So in this one post, and it got 1.8? It got 1,800 upvotes. So people really like this one. But to me, this is an example of why NOFAP is problematic. These men need to be talking about their feelings and emotions. That's what they need to be fucking doing. Not going, I'm Superman, hear me roar. And here we go. Here we go. Someone goes, how were those 285 days in monk mode for you? Oh, my God. Oh, jeez. Oh, God. I'm sorry. I'm not even reading. I'm reading to myself. Let's see what else. Someone says, can levitate now, da 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 da. You see, it becomes like a superpower thing. Instead of it being about healing, it becomes about pride and ego and, dude, you're amazing and I want to do that. I'm trying to see what else people have written. Someone says, what is semen retention? Explanation, please. I don't know. Oh, my gosh. Okay. I'm not going to read through this. Okay, let's close this one. Let's go to the next one. Well, this one says benefits of NOFAP. Okay, benefits of NOFAP. Look at this. Okay, 6-month challenge, no porn. Wake up before 7 a.m. Drink only water. Read 15 pages per day. Work out 5 days a week. Take risks. Start a side hustle. Type yes if you accept. Okay. Why is this problematic? And I knew it was going to be problematic. This is problematic because it's making the journey be about being busy. It's giving the person a task list of things that they need to do. So let me walk you through this. You wake up before 7. He's thinking about his dick. He's thinking about porn. You're only drinking water. He's thinking about dick. His dick. He's thinking about getting off. He's thinking about porn. Read 15 pages per day. Instead of thinking about his dick and watching porn, he's reading. And while he's reading, he's thinking about his dick and he's thinking about porn. Work out 5 times a day. Per week. You get where I'm going with this. With everything on this checklist, he is going to be thinking about what he can't have. What he really needs to be doing is thinking about why he got triggered, when he got triggered, what it is that he wants to accomplish. Men need to start to process what it is that they are trying to get out of an orgasm. You see, because sometimes it's, I want an orgasm because I'm horny. Well, if you only wanted an orgasm when you were horny, you wouldn't be on NOFAP. You wouldn't be an addict. Yeah? But the reason that men are addicts and the reason that they are trying to work through their addiction is because they are looking for physical pleasure to the point that their body is not interested in physical pleasure. So now they've got to, like, tug on their dick and jerk it and watch some shit that's going to shock you and, you know, wake you and your dick up. So you start to get an appetite for all kinds of pornographic images and sexual interactions that you wouldn't normally be interested in. So now you are training your brain. Here's what you need to be doing instead of, you know, staying so busy that you can't watch porn. It's not about staying busy. It's about being present. It's about being present. So understand, like, where are you mentally and emotionally? Do you feel sad? Do you feel alone? Do you feel neglected? Do you feel, how do you feel? And the thing that men need to learn how to do is stop with the superficial stuff. Oh, yeah, I'm good. Everything's okay. No, it's not. Not when you are addicted to porn and to jerking off. The real work that needs to happen doesn't happen in a beautiful way that you can post it on Reddit. The real work that needs to happen will be that fucking work that you do behind closed doors where you are scared, where you cry out, where you curse, you throw tantrums. That's the fucking work that happens. And much of that you might need to do behind closed doors. You can't describe to someone what it's like to walk through the desert and you know, to see yourself in the pits of despair. That's not a beautiful post for any social media outlet, but that's the real work that needs to happen. This thing of, 6-month challenge, Now what you're doing is you're setting yourself up for failure. Not only can you not watch porn, but you have to wake up before 7. You can only drink water. You have to read. Well, if you're putting reading on a checklist, you don't like to read. So now you're torturing yourself. You're going to make yourself do something that you don't want to do. You want to work out 5 times a week. Take risks. I don't even know what that means. And you're supposed to start a side hustle? Are you fucking kidding? This bullshit. This is all about pride and ego. This is men who are wrapped up in addictions of a sexual nature do not understand that you cannot just swing your dick at your addiction and think that it's going to, you know, fall in check. You can't put it in check by, like, trying to manhandle it. You have to respect the fact that you are weak and that something inside of you is broken and hurt. Only then can you start your work. Only then can you start to heal. And what men are not understanding on NoFap is when you start to heal, you'll naturally start to become more productive. And the reason for that is because you heal to the point that your brain, your heart, your emotions aren't fighting for that addiction. You're not struggling with it. What's happening is you start to breathe more easily. You start to relax. You start to see yourself and respect yourself and love yourself. And then maybe you'll work out once that week. That's a win. Maybe you skip working out the next week. But the week after that, you're like, I'm healing. I'm feeling better. I think I'll try 2 workouts this week. What you're doing is you gradually start to love yourself. You start to walk in better relationship with yourself. What these guys are doing, these challenges and these checklists, is they are trying to be in a fist fight with their addiction when their addiction is much stronger, much wiser than they will ever be. Their addiction knows them so much better than they know themselves. Okay, I only have a few more minutes here. Let's try one more and see how this... Ah! Yes! Look at this. Let me tell you. This is exactly what I was talking about. Here's a post that says the NoFap ranking system. I'm going to read through this bullshit. Days 1 through 6, you are a mortal. 7 through 13, you are a soldier. 14 through 20, you are a captain. 21 through 29, a general. 30 through 59, you're a commander. 60 through 89, you are a warrior. 90 days plus, a demigod. 180 days plus, you are a NoFap god. 365 days plus, you are a titan, and 730 days plus, you are a primordial. The fuck does this have to do with healing? NoFap creates this space where men come together and they just find ways to white-knuckle it. They find ways to try to cold turkey their way out of their addiction. It's not about the number of days. Let me tell you something. I'll have a client who in the first 2 weeks, his numbers might look something like this. Maybe before he came to see me, he was jerking off 3 to 5 times a day, depending on how much time he had. 2 weeks in, instead of it being 3 to 5 times a day, it might be 2 times a day. Now, is he losing because he masturbated and watched porn or, you know, interacted with a cam girl 2 times a day or whatever? No, to me, that's a win, because what we are doing is we are changing patterns long term. What these guys are doing is they are white knuckling it, and they are suppressing, suppressing, suppressing. What is going to happen is his ass is going to act out. He's going to suppress to the point that he's going to feel like he's bursting. He is going to fucking explode. And when he does it, and I'm not saying that in a sexy way, what I'm saying is his ass is going to act out. He's going to go back and watch porn, not only for like an hour at a time, but he will start watching porn for 3 or 4 hours at a time, because now he's upset because, you know, he's still immortal and he wanted to be a soldier. Or he reached general status and he jerked off once and now he's a mere mortal again. So he just keeps failing, quote unquote. These fucking ranking systems are set up to make them feel like failures. You are not. You're, who the fuck goes 2 years with no orgasms? Why is that a thing? Why are you going from being an addict to now being a monk? That's not the goal. Or if it's the goal, then you don't need to be a nofap. If the goal is for you to be a monk, then you just go and be a monk. But usually what's happening is the person is trying to figure out how to live and live a life. You don't, oh God, you don't learn how to live your life by trying to suppress your demons. You face those motherfuckers and you slay them. Here's the other thing that NoFap doesn't do. It doesn't address the fact that men are seeing women and men and, you know, everyone in between as sex objects. We're not even addressing that. That's a huge problem. And that's a big part of the work that I have to do with my clients, is show them she's not a sex object. He's not a sex object. Look at how you are treating them differently because you want to fuck them. You have to address the person's motivations. There's so much more that I could go into with NoFap, but I'm running out of time. I want to thank you guys so much for being here with me today. I've got to wrap up. If you would like to learn more about me and what it is that I do, you can visit my website at alisacoaches.com. That's A-L-I-S-A coaches, C-O-A-C-H-E-S.com. So that's alisacoaches.com. If you're interested in speaking with me, you can leave me a voicemail message through my website. There's a big green button on the right-hand side that says you can leave me a message. You can inquire about my $25 special for first-time callers. Also, if you see my light on my website, then you can pay my normal rate and talk to me. But you guys don't necessarily need to reach out to me or to talk to me. In the beginning of all of this, what you need to do is get your head on straight. Yeah? Because if you reach out to someone too early, all that's going to happen is you're going to feel like they don't hear you and they don't understand you. Because what you're doing is you are fighting hold on to your addiction. So in the beginning, you don't need to talk to anyone because everything that they say is going to make you feel like you're under attack. Everything that they say is going to make you feel like you're losing the ability to have sexual pleasure. I find it helpful, most helpful, for men who are interested in getting help with their addiction to do some introspective work, to get in there, like listen, do some reading and think through things and face yourself in the mirror. When you get sick and tired of being sick and tired of your addiction, that's when you reach out for help. That's when you do it. All right. I wish you guys all the best. Take care of yourselves, and I will see you next time.